I think there's been a lot of changes that have taken place. The move to Division One obviously didn't happen overnight. There was a great deal of planning strategically and financially in order to make this work. But the move to Division One also has not been just about the athletic department. It has been about the entire institution, and there's been changes all across campus that have happened because of this move to Division One. New academic standards, changes that we've had to do in regards to purchasing and procurement and legal counsel, you know, not to mention everything with enrollment management, with admissions, student financial assistance, and the Office of the Registrar, the Bursar's office. IT has stepped up big time with us in the last 6 months in what they've helped and provided us with our webcasting and installing computers for instant replay systems and making a mobile application for athletics. From our standpoint in athletics, obviously, you know, we're at a different point now. We're recruiting different kids. We're bringing in better talent, better caliber of students to NKU. And, you know, the other part of it is part of the whole financial planning is we're out there, you know, on the streets bringing in a lot more money through athletic revenues than we ever have before.
You mentioned about the recruiting students. When you have students who are just, I shouldn't say just students, but students who are not student athletes, is it a draw to be a Division I school just to recruit students in general?
I think it's a huge draw, and I think that if you were to talk to our student population, that they would agree with that. You know, when the announcement was first made, I know the Northerner had done a poll, and, you know, people in general were very excited that NKU is now a Division I institution, that we are now set with a number of peer institutions. You know, we're playing Ohio State, we're playing Xavier, we're playing the University of Cincinnati, we play the University of Kentucky. You know, we're playing these schools, and these are the schools that we want to be aligned with, not only as an athletic program, but also as an institution. So when you go ahead and talk to our alumni know the value that when they say they have a degree from NKU, that value has also been increased now that it's a Division I institution.
Are you also marketing products in regard to the athletic teams in the school in a wider area?
I think that the word is getting out. I think that we are definitely marketing things a lot more. Fortunately, I think that there are companies that have bought into our licensing agreement so that, you know, while we might have been just a small little area, maybe a 5-mile radius, now that that's getting out to more of Northern Kentucky, more of Greater Cincinnati, and as we continue to go ahead and recruit student athletes, and not only recruit, but now we're traveling to different parts of the country. You know, oh, Northern Kentucky University, yes, I've heard of them. Yeah, they've come and played here or whatever. So I think that the branding of not only the athletics program in our logo, but the branding of the university and its logo and its academic reputation is only going to be enhanced.
NKU Athletics Director Scott Eaton says the school will have to wait 4 years before it's eligible to participate in NCAA Division I postseason play. I'm Steve Hirschberg.